Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One person dead in East Wichita traffic accident. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A large crowd gathered at Wichita City Hall for a rare nighttime meeting.
Our Kansas judge defends his tweets as personal opinions. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Democrats seek to lower voting age to 16. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 70 degrees in Wichita. Could we get that warm today? Our complete forecast is coming up.
A woman is dead after a car and an SUV collided at Kellogg and Webb in East Wichita just before 11 p.m. last night. A woman in her 50s reportedly killed in the crash. Three others hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The accident shut down eastbound Kellogg and Rock Road and the intersection for several hours.
Last night's Wichita City Council meeting drew a large crowd ready to voice their opinions on the downtown ballpark development deal.
The council heard from several people for and against the sale of about 4 acres of land around the ballpark to the Wichita Riverfront LP Group, which includes the team owner, for $1 per acre.
Please pass this vote and let's continue positive growth in our city.
Let's be more transparent with the citizens.
I think it's a great plan. I just would express one thing. Transparency, please. Transparency, please. Transparency, please.
The council agreed to improve communication and transparency going forward. Councilmember Brian Fry noted the impossible task of pleasing everyone on this issue. In the end, the development deal passed unanimously, 7-0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Kansas judge whose Twitter feed sunk his nomination to the state's second highest court says he was expressing personal opinions that do not influence his work on the bench.
In a statement Tuesday, Judge Jeffrey Jack also criticized Senate President Susan Weigel for opposing his confirmation to the Kansas Court of Appeals before he had a hearing. His Twitter page showed hundreds of tweets and retweets from 2017 that criticized President Trump and expressed support for gun control and abortion rights. Some included vulgar language. Governor Kelly withdrew Jack's nomination on Tuesday. Jack said that he assumed that he was expressing his personal opinions to a small group of followers and didn't understand that his tweets were accessible to the public. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Along with calling for the abolishment of the Electoral College and reforming the Supreme Court, Democrats are calling for the legal voting age to lower again. Fox's Mike Emanuel has the story.
House Democrats tried to shift the voting age in federal elections from 18 to 16. Their argument is young people are mobilizing and pushing older Americans to action on issues ranging from gun violence to climate change.
They're at the forefront of social and legislative movements and have earned inclusion in our democracy. Beginning at the age of 16,
Presley's amendment failed by 179 votes, but a majority of Democrats favored it. And so does the House Speaker, who says she's always favored lowering the voting age.
It's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell fired back, "There is no need to drive turnout."
The voting age was lowered to 18 back in 1971.
Newly released documents that were used to get search warrants for President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, may give some hints regarding what's next in the investigation by federal prosecutors.
The documents include a lengthy section related to what prosecutors call an illegal campaign contribution scheme that is completely redacted. The 19-page blacked-out section falls within the hundreds of pages of search warrant materials made public by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. The documents also show the FBI was investigating Michael Cohen in July of 2017, much earlier than previously known. The White House had no comment regarding the release of the documents related to last year's FBI raid of the home, office, and hotel room of President Trump's former personal attorney. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Wichita State men's basketball team in action tonight in the NIT on the road. We'll have a preview and hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
Spring begins today. That story coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on KNSS. A federal appeals court is refusing to toss out a lawsuit filed by two female students alleging Kansas State University refused to investigate their rapes and other sex assaults at off-campus fraternity houses. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
The U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday that the women had significantly alleged that Kansas State's deliberate indifference made them vulnerable to sexual harassment by allowing the students who they say attacked them to continue attending the university. The university purportedly did not investigate the rape allegations. The two women contend in their civil rights lawsuit that this caused them to withdraw from participating in educational opportunities at the university, while the appellate panel affirmed a lower court's refusal to dismiss the students' claims. Its narrow ruling does not address the merits of the case.
Spring begins today.
The technical term for it is the vernal equinox, but we just call it the first day of spring. One of only 2 days of the year when the Earth's axis is tilted neither toward nor away from the sun, resulting in 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. But wait, there's more. You also get to celebrate the first day of spring with a twofer that includes the final supermoon of the year. The vernal equinox happens at 5:58 p.m. Eastern Time, and less than 4 hours later at 9:43 p.m. Eastern Time comes the supermoon. And don't worry if you miss the moon in person. A quick check of your social media will probably turn up hundreds of photos of it taken by your friends. Happy spring. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's a heated Twitter debate over Sesame Street characters.
You're stuck on a deserted island, and you can choose one of these Sesame Street Muppets to come with you. Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo. Who are you picking and why? This the burning question from Sesame Street's Twitter account, dividing the internet. Brittany says, Grover would be too anxious. Cookie Monster would eat all my food. And Oscar, well, he's grumpy. No room for bad vibes on my deserted island. Seth argues Oscar, explaining, you don't want anyone cheerful in that situation. Plus, he knows how to subsist on trash. Grover himself chiming in, just to be clear, I am way too cute and adorable to get stuck on a deserted island. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
What about Bert and Ernie? 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. What was that other one? The Count?
Yeah, the Count. One island, and then we're done counting.
Okay.
This morning we've got gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. Gasoline prices at around $2.49 a gallon. We saw them going up to that right around on Monday. And continue to watch for a bit of a traffic slowdown. It's a high traffic area anyway, but we had a traffic accident there. I-235 northbound in Zoo Boulevard. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. I got three words for you.
Okay.
We made it. We made it. It's the start of spring.
Yeah.
A new season. Temperatures are warming up. Baseball is going to be starting back up soon. It's nice.
Well,
it's really nice.
The weather feels like spring, you know. And just a quick sidebar on the flooding up there in Nebraska and Iowa. I'm seeing that a lot of that is coming from snowmelt. Of course, we don't have that problem around here, but apparently there are parts of the country that got a lot of snow this winter. Then,
Yeah, and, you know, it's that snowmelt that really caused all that major flooding, that historic flooding. So either way, this past winter for us, you know, for much of Kansas, it was really just the constant waves of those winter storms that gave us the trace to a few inches of snow. Of course, I know there are other parts of the state that got a lot more. We had that one event where Kingman County got up to about 10, 11 inches, Garden City as well, getting that in one event. But even though we're officially saying goodbye to winter, you know, there are going to be still those, every now and again, we'll see those dips in the jet stream where maybe it'll get cold enough for maybe a light mix just up to our north, maybe even reaching the metro. But I'm not seeing any major winter storms or anything like that anytime nearby. But we're still going to continue to have to keep an eye to the sky and keep a close eye on the forecast. Even though we're going to be pretty quiet the next few days, we've been keeping an eye on the weekend forecast where things definitely look like they're going to turn unsettled with some scattered showers, maybe a few embedded rumbles of thunder on the way. But at least we've got some nice conditions to enjoy before we get there. Today, partly cloudy skies with a 10% chance of maybe a sprinkle, an isolated sprinkle, really looking like to the south and east of Wichita this morning. And I'll more than likely take out that 10% pretty soon from now. 59 degrees for a high, though. Northwest wind at 10 to 20, so a little bit breezy out there. But temperatures really right where they should be for this time of year. Normal high for Wichita today, 59. So we're going to be spot on for the start of spring. Mostly clear skies tonight, dipping back down to right around freezing, right at that freezing point at 32 degrees. Winds are going to be lighter, too. Still out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow for our Thursday, and technically the first full day of spring since it starts at 4:58 p.m. today, so a little bit late in the day. High of 61, though. North-northwest wind at 5 to 15 for your Thursday and Friday eve, and then by the time we get into Friday, 20% chance of rain, but then going all the way up to 60% by the time we get into Saturday, 50% chance on Sunday. So just keep an eye on that forecast, and make sure that you're keeping a close eye on radar if you have plans to be outside over the weekend. 40 degrees right now, though, in Wichita. Mostly cloudy skies. Wind chill of 34 with a west wind at 9 miles per hour. So not too bad of a start to the day, and we've got a pretty nice one ahead.
All right. Thanks, Ronell. Ronell Williams with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast today. And I'll tell you what. It's going to be a good day to get outside. Yesterday, wow, the high was 70 degrees in Wichita, and the normal high is 59. So it wasn't your imagination. It was doggone nice out there yesterday. Well, this is March 20th on this date in 1984. A winter storm struck an area from south-central Kansas to Kansas City. Do you remember this, Ted? Snowfall 6 inches to a foot, ice a major problem. 1984. The top 76 feet of the KFDI radio tower buckled under the weight of the ice, and a 1,400-foot TV tower near Topeka collapsed.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Around 75% of Topeka lost power. 75% of the state's capital. That was quite a storm. And again, spring officially beginning at 4:58 this afternoon, so this is really not the first day of spring. The first full day of spring would, of course, be tomorrow by that logic. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. On this date in 1854, the Republican Party of the United States was founded by slavery opponents at a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. And one of their first candidates for president was a guy from Illinois named Abraham Lincoln. Was he their first candidate? I can't remember. So 1854, there was an election in what? 56.
56.
And he won in 60. So.
Yep. But the other political parties at that time were not willing to embrace an anti-slavery platform, so a new party had to form.
So we had the Democrats.
Did
we still have Whigs? I don't know. I don't remember that. All right, then we're talking today.
The Whig Party is defunct.
They were gone. Okay, so we're talking today about Democrats proposing a plan to, of course, register allowing young people to vote at the age of 16. And Ted and I have been talking about that a little bit this morning, and I'm talking just a little bit about, I don't like the idea at all. I think it's too young, but the Republicans are saying, come on, are you kidding me? But you look at the history of voting in the United States of America, and at one time, we started out, wasn't it just property, people, white males with property?
Male property owners.
Yeah, and then I guess property owners went away, but it took a long time before women got the vote, and a long time before minorities got the vote. The black people got the vote after the Civil War. So it's been from the beginning, and it's expanded. But I don't know. 16 years old is pretty young for me. I've got two grandkids who are right at that age, and I don't think either one of them know much about politics.
Then why would you care if they have the right to vote? They probably wouldn't vote anyway.
They wouldn't vote at all. But see, the Democrats...
only the ones that were engaged would probably do that.
The Democrats are thinking they will get all of those Bernie Sanders kids in there and win the next election. I don't know. It's hard to predict. When I was a kid, nobody even talked about politics. We all just kind of went along with whatever was going on. We got to vote. I did not vote until I was over the age of 18.
Hey, if you're 16, you probably say, can I vote on my phone? No, you have to go to a poll.
No,
I'm out.
Too much trouble. You got to register? I'm not doing that. Are you kidding me? All right, but it's an interesting topic, though. The 16-year-olds, are they?
Can I do it on Instagram? No, I'm out.
And the other thing is, you and I have both known people who are 57 years old who are not mature enough to vote. Right?
That's not in the Constitution.
Maturity. How do you measure that? How do you measure maturity? Of being mature enough to vote for
If you're mature enough to agree with my views and vote for the person I vote for, then you are mature.
I think you've got
If you vote for the opposing party, you're immature.
Yeah, you're immature. I've got it. I think you've got it well defined, Ted. All right, 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. And one thing we can agree on, and that is sports, and the Shockers are playing basketball tonight, right, Ted?
First round of the NIT tonight for the Shocks. They are on the road. For the first time ever, matching up with the Furman Paladins. The Shocks are in Greenville, South Carolina tonight for this matchup. The Shocks, playing good basketball, have won 11 of their last 14 down the stretch. Shocks are a 4.5-point underdog on the road tonight. Shocks have a pretty clear goal: get to Madison Square Garden in the NIT, and if you make it to the Final Four of this tournament, you can play in New York City, which is right in the old neighborhood of Wichita State senior Marcus McDuffie. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
Our goal now is to take Marcus home. You win three games, you get to Madison Square Garden. So you're always trying to find little ways to motivate your team.
The last time the Shocks were in the NIT was 8 years ago, and they won it all. Shocks and Furman tonight. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will begin the pregame show at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening. And that's on 103.7 KEYN. The NIT began yesterday with 10 games. 8 of the 10 games were won by the home team, including Colorado, led by former Shocker assistant Tad Boyle and former KU player. Colorado won at home. Texas out of the Big 12 won a home game. Memphis out of the American won its home game. There are 6 more games in the NIT tonight, including the Shockers on the road. Former Shocker opponent Alabama has a home game tonight. TCU out of the Big 12 has a home game tonight in the NIT. You take a look at the NCAA tournament. Of course, Kansas State getting ready for its first round game in San Jose coming up on Friday afternoon. Bad news, though, for Kansas State. It doesn't appear that Dean Wade is going to be able to go. He might be done at K-State. His foot is just not in good shape right now. And Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber says, don't look for Dean Wade to be on the floor anytime soon.
He's moving a little better without pain. They still have him in the boots and still have, he's off and on crutches just to kind of ease the pain. And he's doing treatment all he was in there today, three times and, trying his best. But, it is what it is. We can't do much about it.
So what's it got, a broken foot or just what's going on?
It's one of those, I don't know. It's one of those deals where they're not really defining it very well. We know he's on crutches and he's on a medical boot. It's kind of the same deal where he kind of had a stress fracture in his other foot last year at this same time of year. Now it's in a different foot.
How important is he?
Oh, very important.
Yeah,
he's one of the main guys.
Yeah.
And they're obviously not as strong without it.
Okay.
So we'll see how Kansas State handles that.
Bad break.
Yeah, not as good for K-State right now. Dean Wade probably not going to be available for the NCAA tournament. JUCO women's basketball, the National JUCO Tournament down in Lubbock, Texas. We're on to the round of 16 this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Number 13, Hutchinson Community College, taking on number 4, Angelina College out of Texas. And at 8 o'clock tonight, it's the number 6 team, Butler Community College, taking on number 11, Northwest Florida State. Butler ladies are 28-4, so both Hutchinson and Butler women are looking to advance on into the national quarterfinals. Action today down in Lubbock. In the NBA yesterday, the Los Angeles Clippers win at home, beat the Indiana Pacers 115-109. In the starting lineup for the Clippers, former Wichita State Shocker, the rookie Landry Shamet. 6 points, a couple of rebounds, 2 assists. Boy, the Clippers are 8-1 here in the month of March.
Yeah.
Playing great basketball with Landry Shamet in the starting lineup. They have a 7-game lead for that final playoff spot with 10 games to go. So the Clippers are getting close to locking up that postseason spot. And we've got Shocker baseball and softball action, both tonight at 6 o'clock, both on Wichita State campus, right across from each other, and both hosting the Kansas Jayhawks.
You think they'll have enough parking?
Baseball at 6 o'clock, softball at 6 o'clock, both hosting KU. You can listen to the Shocker baseball game right here. Shane Dennis will have coverage beginning at 5:30 p.m. That's on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tune in tonight for Shocker baseball against the Jayhawks. Shocks have beaten KU their last three meetings. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Time now for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Mm-hmm. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771. Or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
7:23 now. Keep it here for the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. And he's going to talk about the Trump administration's new hiring policies. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.